Hey, that's PQ on statewide one. WAAR statewide one, Muskegon. W-A-P-D. N-A-W-R-O. W-A-F-U.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Sean.
So you got those two certificates I sent you yesterday or the day before? Can't remember. It's been a busy weekend.
I sure do. You knocked that off fast.
I actually already had one done, and so I just went in there, and I had the other one somewhat started. So I just went in and kind of cleaned it up. Plus, I already, been through it all, so, breezed through it pretty quickly. So, figured I'd knock it out.
I greatly appreciate it. They've been posted in the mail. Gary's going to get his new test book. You get yours. And another guy did a call sign change, I think. I sent you that, though. So you should get it sometime this week. And I did hear that QSO you had with Lance, I believe it was. And I do understand John's ready to take that over, and he's going to set some time aside. You probably know this already, next February or next month. So that'll be good. But in the interim time period, it's no big deal. I just reconnect it manually as far as the 7.2 thing.
This is a little different thing. He's got a script that will send out a notification when that happens. And I can implement it pretty easy, but apparently something has to happen on our end. Somebody has to go get this service or something like that. That's the part that, do you go get that, or does everybody who wants to get this notification get that? I'm just wondering if maybe I can show it to John, and he can look at the service and say, oh, I could take that and turn it into something that, automatically propagates the business order or something, and then everybody doesn't have to go out and get the service and sign up for it. Yeah, I don't know. That's all I'm saying. It's not really getting out of the all-star. I can handle that part and activate the script, but somebody's got to get this other service, and I don't know if it's everybody that wants to get notified or if we can work something out where it just kind of, hits the Discord, you know what I'm saying?
K-E-A-W-U-O. Go ahead, John. Let us know what you're thinking.
Okay, so, I would definitely like to take a look at that, and I'll see if I can get that up and running in the interim. And I might even be able to get some of the stuff sooner, but part of what I want to do in February would cover this. I would just do it a different way, basically, I would, as a part of the website, I want to have a web page that shows the nodes that are connected and have a line connecting, each repeater to indicate that it's linked. And then when that link breaks, it'd show a broken line. And then also when that link breaks, we would know because we would get a Discord notification. So it covers kind of both things, but then we're also going to be getting on to MI6 to do the NAS and all that, ideally. So I'll take a look at what you have and see if I can't implement that easily, until I get a little bit of time to get the information I need to get to Fred over to him. And then I got that week I scheduled off to just kind of accomplish all of this. But I'll try to get some of it tidied up a little bit ahead of time just so that it's over and done with. But, I'll definitely take a look at that and see if we can't turn that into a Discord notification so that we don't have to have all these people signing up for that service. So I think that's what you're after for now, at least, John. So I'll turn it over to Tim, and then we'll go from there. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yeah, I copied that John, and that's, I just don't want any busy work done. If you're going to fix it next month, we could actually just drop everything and wait for that. But over to Sean.
Yeah, last thing we want to do is just busy work, right? There's enough things we want to do. But now it's a script, and it I can implement that at the all-star level, the script. But apparently the script has to send a push. What is, hold on a second. Pushover is the service, pushover notification. And so, you know, you sign up for pushover, and then you can get these notifications. And it's that simple. So I could do the whole thing and just say, you know, Tim Watson, you could just sign up for a pushover notification. I was thinking, you know, if you could look into this pushover service and say, if I could write a, you know, take the pushover notification and I could just send that to Discord. And that's all. Don't waste a lot of time on it. Because I can do this script, and if Tim wants to see it, he can go ahead and get a pushover account. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, no worries. There's a, you know, a thousand ways to skin that cat. I can even have the website monitor, you know, each node and kind of web scrape whether or not it's connected or not, and then just send that Discord notification. You know, there's a lot of different ways we can handle it. I would like to look at that script just to see if it's, you know, actually, if it's looking at All-Star and getting that information from All-Star, or if it's SSHing into the node, or what exactly it's doing to generate, you know, to learn that it's connected or not. But there's a lot of different ways that we could, you know, skin that cat where we're not necessarily SSHing into nodes in the meantime. And I don't think it'd be that hard to implement something to let us limp along until we're kind of doing it a little bit more officially. But I kind of like the idea of not SSHing and looking at All-Star, just because I don't want all that traffic going back and forth, but on MI6 and choose the nodes instead, just kind of look at what All-Star is saying is happening and then go from there. So I suspect that's probably what that service or that script is that you're doing or that you have is doing. But I'd just like to take a look at it and see if I can maybe change a little bit of the behavior to, instead of, you know, having to sign up for some notification, to just bypass that and have it just go right to our Discord. So I might like kind of borrow from that script and then change it to make it a little easier on us. So over to Tim, KEAWURO.
NAWRO, sounds good. John, I, of course, defer to you. And at the end of the day, if we do need, you know, an interim solution, only one person needs to be notified. And I defer to you. That could be you or it could be me, however you want to do it. But it looks like you might have a workaround that you don't need that. But however it works out, it's totally up to your decision. Over to Sean.
All right, John. Yeah, the script's already, I already PM'd it to you in Discord, so you can look it over. So no rush. Like I said, it's something that Lance is doing so that he can keep track.
Sounds good. Well, I'm sure those horses will be thrilled. All right. Well, you guys have a good one, and Sean, I will check that out tonight. And hopefully we'll have a solution up by tomorrow, because that's been something I kind of want to look at anyway. And if it's relatively simple to digest, I'll try to eat it up tonight. All right, I will let you go. KEAWURO, over to Tim.
All right, I appreciate it, both of you guys. NAWRO, I will be clear as well. Stay warm.
KEAWIP, Statewide 1, Lansing, Michigan. To offer said, this is KEAWIP, Statewide 1, Lansing, Michigan.
KB8IVP, this is NAWRO, Macomb County. Good copy. Nothing heard, NAWRO, listening.
KEAWUO, WAFU.
Go ahead, Sean.
So you're saying that the first script I forwarded you didn't have anything in it?
Well, I think, so you sent another message afterwards and it had a bunch of stuff. But I think I have all I need. I went to All Stars page, and they do have a public API that I can use. And I don't need usernames or passwords just to get the connection status. So I can basically ping that API once a minute for up to 30 nodes, because I can do 30 requests per minute. So I'm not sure how many nodes we're trying to check the status on to make sure they're connected, but I can do however many we really need to, but I just might have to spread it out over a couple of minutes. But I'll just use the All-Star Link API, and that'll be really convenient for the website and for the Discord notifications. So you shouldn't need to modify your nodes, scripts or anything. Because I can just use the API to ask All-Star if that node is connected. And then, this API should be all I need.
So we're really one.
Okay. Unfortunately, you came in very broken, and I wasn't really able to get a whole lot out of that. I don't know if you can get to a better spot or something, but if not, no worries. Give me till tomorrow, and I'll see what I can accomplish with the API, and if I have any questions, I'll reach out to you on Discord tonight when I get into it. But I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I think mostly Tim needs this.
All right. I copy all of your last. Thank you, sir. And I will be in touch. KE8WUO. I'll be clear but monitoring.
Thanks, John. I copy direct. N8WRO, I'll be clear too.
N8WRO from KE8WUO.
Go ahead, John.
Do you have a quick second to jump on Discord? I'll see you in the command chat.
Copy. QSY. N8WRO.
KE8LAX, statewide 1.
How was the first day at work?
Let out early and I get paid for the whole day.
KE8WUO. Well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear you actually made it in. I think I saw you like a comment at like 1 in the morning, so I was a little worried you're not getting the beauty rest you needed.
It might have been like 11, 12 o'clock maybe, but I don't think it was 1. It could have been. I don't know. When I get predetermined that I have something to do, I don't sleep for crap. So I went to bed sometime around there, and I was up by 5:30.
Gotcha. Well, cool. You done did good, kid. So I'm glad to hear it. Was it everything that you hoped it would be, and then some?
It was all right. There's still 3 more days of this, and there's some stuff that I have to do, some stuff I don't have to do, and because I'm the only one in there going for dispatch, the HR lady's got to constantly be like, Dean, yours isn't going to look like this, and I'm like, okay, yeah, just point me out.
Well, that sounds like something I would do to you. make you special. But good. I'm glad that it's going well and you're getting in there and hopefully it's not too painful on the onboarding process and having to deal with, you know, your situation being differently than everybody else's. How many other people are they putting through, you know, the initial training type of thing? I'm kind of curious what positions have they hired. It'd be kind of interesting because knowing what you do, I'm kind of curious what these other people do that would be seeing something different. Are they actually the ambulance drivers or, you know, medics or that type of thing?
Yeah, that's correct. So they've got a big hiring up for EMTs, medics, basics. That's pretty much everything that everybody's in there for. Our particular, I guess they do this orientation every other week, and our class is completely full. I think there's only one seat that's not open. I think there's 18-ish people.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, I don't know, for some reason, playing, what was it, Battlefield? Yeah, I think it was Battlefield 4. Whenever I hear the medic thing, it reminds me of this day where we were all playing Battlefield, and you could call for a medic, and I think we were just starting the game, so nobody was actually hurt, but I started calling for medic, you know, repeatedly, and then all 15 other people also all started calling for medic, and it's just one of those silly little things that will stick in my memory for the rest of my life. But bringing up all these medics like that is bringing back fond memories of the old Battlefield 4 days. I gotta get into that Battlefield 6. I have no time to play video games anymore. So I probably won't. I'm not sure. Maybe when Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out, if it ever does. But cool. Did you learn anything extra neat and interesting today, or just kind of general onboarding?
Today is just hey, hi, how you doing? Welcome. You know, this is our, how we do our insurance, our 401ks, and so on and so forth, and how attendance works and the points and all of that stuff, just basic stuff for administration. They also did some uniform sizing and ID photos.
Gotcha. Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about it as time goes on, as you get your feet wet. And how long before you're talking on the radio, just out of curiosity? Is that going to be a couple months, a year, or what?
I'm unsure. I'll find that out when I actually get to do a walkthrough and just kind of watch and listen. Those are things I can do. But this is like the central orientation area. So everybody from all of the locations, Detroit, Flint, everybody came to this location. So it's kind of a general overview. And I'll figure more of that out once I actually get into the Clinton location.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations. That's I guess inevitably, thank you. Thank you for your service. You're probably you're gonna be surprised to hear that from time to time, but I bet you won't hear it as much as you know, maybe I would think, but because I think that's definitely a behind the scenes job, and but it's definitely one of those important roles that society needs, and Well, I think we're always glad when we can find people to do that. And I, you know, over the last year or so, they've been talking a lot about air traffic control and how stressful that job can be. And I imagine dispatch of, you know, ambulances and whatnot will be similar. But hopefully not too bad. Hopefully a little less stressful than landing 300 some odd people on a runway without running into another 300 people on another plane. but yeah, so I mean, that's cool. That's awesome. That's something, you know, I kind of wish I had some experience in. I don't know if I ever will, but it'd be kind of a cool part of the world to take a peek in and see how things go. And, you know, it was interesting. I think, you know, obviously you went to the hospital with me this weekend, and seeing people coming in and out of the hospital with, like, broken arms and in tremendous amounts of pain and just sick in the hotel, or in the hotel rooms, the hospital rooms, that's different. It's not something I'm used to, and you'll be hearing those people quite often. And so hopefully that doesn't weigh on you, but I think you're doing God's work, as they say.
Yeah, we had some really interesting stories in the classroom that I'm not going to say over the air. But there was definitely some interesting stories. I do ask, not necessarily over the air, but there was a cascade of emails that I got, and I was trying to follow along, but I'm having difficulty. At some point, when you're available, could you take a call and kind of summarize that for me?
Yeah, I'm sure I could. I'm not 100% sure what call or email you're referring to, but I'm more than happy to. I could over on Discord right now if you want to QSY.
Copy that. QSY. KELAX clear.
Get out of the APD mobile. GYNU to G8WU.
Hey, Mike, did I lose you? Sorry, Dave, did I lose you? KEAWUO?
Yeah, it crashed. And I was just, like, overglassing. So, hang in one moment. Let me do something else here real quick.
Copy that. No worries. Take your time. We can reconvene later, too. You know, we've got a lot off the table today, so I can let you get to the family and all that. We're already 22 minutes over.
Yeah, you're good. I actually planned for the hour, so I set the hour aside, but whatever you need to do is totally fine. I just wanted to touch base just to make sure you're set and make sure that you know, if you needed anything from me, I'm available, so.
Okay, yeah. No, I would, I think that was all I have. You know, if you want to get that, text them all over to John. And when that is up and running, if there's any area in that I can help, let me know. We'll go from there. But other than that, do try to make sure that SEC database builds in Excel. So if that officially crashes, when you get the computer back open, try to open up Excel and just let it do its thing. And hopefully you'll see that build. Other than that, I'll let you go. KEAWUO, over to you.
All right, John. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Looks like that's still running, so I'm just gonna let it do its thing, and hopefully that'll get figured out. But I'll be around like I said, Wednesday I'm off, so if you need anything, reach out.
Sounds good. All right. Well, you have a good one, and we'll catch up again soon. So 73s from...
Sounds good, John. 73s, yeah. G8YNU.
Hey, John, just for reference, I am available whenever whenever you want to, whenever you plan on doing that. KE8LAX.
Copy that. What about you, NURO? Is now a good time to jump on?
Anytime. That would be fine. NAWRO. Got an update from Sean, too. He gave me that app, and I'll talk about it at the meeting.
All right. You guys just want to meet on Discord since we didn't officially set a Teams meeting?
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Sean and I just got enough command if we could do that.
N8WRO, you are muted.
W8VV.
November 8X3, is it what you're saying?